This is Moshe Moskowitz, and you are listening to Live from Mount Sinai. Today is Thursday, August 11th, 2005, and we have with me today a special guest from all the way down south, from Alabama. We have Ernesto.
Hey.
Thank you for being
here. Good evening.
Thank you.
What's going on, Moshe?
Thank you for putting up with my craziness trying to get this fucking, you know, technology working. It drives me crazy.
I'm completely accustomed to it. Don't worry about it.
All right. Now, I just want to say that Ernesto is one of my biggest fans, but when he first started listening to me, he was like, I think you were, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you seem to be put off by my angry white male thing. You know, and well, hold on. Let me just so that the listeners know, I'm gonna just insert some angry white male stuff just so everyone knows
right,
what I'm talking
ahead.
About.
I don't know how to pronounce your name, but I'm just gonna go ahead and refer to you as Marsha, the little Jew girl. Were you friends with Anne Frank? Today I just wanna bring up the issue of your anti-war thinking. Now, the pro stance on the war is obvious, but perhaps some of your viewers are dumbass 95 IQers like yourself. So I will explain why the war is good. Now, we have the war in the Middle East, obviously, for oil. Now, let's not be stupid about it. And who here doesn't drive a car? So it's kind of mute to say, don't take the oil, because we need that oil. Not to mention, sand niggas have never known much about their own politics. You can ask the British about that. I find that you're offensive to me, and that's why I'm going to keep calling in, and I'm going to keep badgering you, Marsha, because I'm not going to let you bamboozle the American people into thinking that you're the way, that you're the mainstream, you're a freak, and I'm not going to put up with you on my radio station. That's all I got to say today, Marsha.
What am I doing wrong, do you think, with the angry white male? I mean, I thought that it was a very unique concept I invented here, the angry white male, and I thought...
Yeah, I never heard that one before. Now, they're everywhere, man. Here, I never thought that you were incorrect about angry white males being here. I guess it was an attempt to help you, more or less, to understand... I guess that it's sort of like we're just used to hearing people from the North who don't really know that much about the South.
Right.
And so the idea that that we would be sitting down here listening to you, several people, and going, you know, go, 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 and then we're thrown into the same group. I mean, you explain all the time how you're trying not to hurt somebody's feelings. You know, I take it... You're doing that, you know, for people like me who you don't. But you're not hurting my feelings at all. I'm just trying to tell you,
right?
My opinion. I mean, really, I could get my feelings hurt.
Okay,
I'm
look,
sensitive, but you haven't done it.
But you were saying, I remember in your emails, you said like how I was stereotyping the Southerner as an angry white male.
Right.
Do you feel I'm doing that? Elaborate on this. Because maybe I was, but I need you to educate me. I'm not like, you know, I'm not fucking with you. But I want to understand where you're coming from.
Well, my point is that we are a mixed bag here, and we have people who have been somewhat reactionary toward the angry white males for a long time. Not that we have created a wonderful culture here, but that we have said, that shit, fuck no. We're not that, you know, and there's a lot of people here who I guess we might feel lumped into a group with the white Southerners because of the shit that we have been opposed to for
okay.
all these years.
So
here for a second.
Yeah.
Frog, we have them here. Go ahead.
I could cut that out. No problem. I have to cut out the coughs that I do with Sean.
Oh, okay.
Because
he has
a wig out when I cough. Fortunately, I'm not coughing a lot today. Anyways, okay. I totally lost my. Okay. No. So. Okay. So this is what you're saying, that I'm like reinforcing stereotypes of Southerners as being all angry white males when that's not really the case. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, but I have to say that I wouldn't disagree with you. I just want you to know that the other people are here too. You see what I'm saying? The reaction to them, I am their punishment.
Right.
You know, people like me who grew up here going around like flipping people off who have rebel flags.
Yeah.
You know, white dudes confronting white dudes. You don't see black people here confronting or brown people, any kind, black or brown, you know, African-Americans or
well,
any other
that,
minorities
that would,
confronting
it would be, it would be dangerous for them to do
well,
that, right?
I think it really depends. We have basically a pretty harmonious, wrong word. strike that from the record. We know how to get along, but we're still pretty segregated. I mean, it's like we do work with each other, and as time goes by, there are, I see black, I see things that I would have been shocked to see when I was younger,
right.
Not because I didn't like it.
Right.
But many, many, many mixed race couples, and
really,
you know, in Birmingham
really,
here,
you know,
we have
yeah.
we have UAB, which is University of Alabama in Birmingham, and we have people come at, it's known to be a good medical school, so we have people coming from all over the world, and so we have actually, the people that you're trying to make fun of, all I want you to know is that there are people here who are trying to help you, and we're in the South.
Right.
So whatever you take from that is for you. You know, but you didn't really hurt my feelings. I mean,
you know, let me stop here and let me tell you how I feel about the whole Southern thing. And you know, it's like when I first started doing this show, I really wondered, you know, should I push like a separatist agenda and just say, you know, fuck the South you know, there's actually like liberals, not I wouldn't even call them liberals, extremists. Okay, that are really thinking about, they're talking about, how do you pronounce, seceding, you know.
Seceding from the South?
Right. Or,
yeah, man,
right.
I think it's a good idea.
You really do.
Do you know who William Lloyd Garrison was?
Right.
Yeah, you do?
No, I don't know. Okay. Wait, what the fuck am I talking about? No, I don't. Yeah.
William Lloyd, you do.
I don't.
William Lloyd Garrison said that the North should have seceded from the South during the Civil War times.
Who was this guy?
He was a leader of the abolitionist movement of slavery.
Oh, one of
the guys who, and he really believed.
Was he a white guy or a black guy?
White man.
Oh, hold on.
He was the
guy that led the Harper's Ferry.
No, that's John Brown.
Oh man, I'm so retarded.
John Brown is the guy who said, you know, he started the Civil War with the violence, basically. But this guy William Lloyd Garrison said that, you know, we have no business being a part of this country who's. We should have gotten it over with when they read the Constitution, and they screwed up and put that in there because the Southerners wouldn't have gone along with it. So we should have just said fuck the South,
right?
And you know, and he was right. And so to secede, here's what I think: like when black people ask for reparations, I think go for it. Great, you know, like I don't really care how the exact outcome works out. I'm not saying I don't care. What I mean is, it's not my business how they decide to allocate funds if they get reparations. I have my opinions, but if as a group they get them, it's really their business. But I think go for it, because everybody should be able to demand reparations from this criminal government. You know, mm-hmm. That's the way I feel. Like not everybody, but the different groups. If it starts with this group and that group, then fine. We follow suit, as in we should make them live by the laws that they set down. You know, and so I'm really a radical on that. I think, you know, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not that fucking smart either, but I know I have beliefs. You know, not religious beliefs, but
I don't know about reparations. I'm like nonpartisan on that. I really don't have an opinion on that.
Right.
But I do think that you know, we have a tremendous inequity between the races. I mean, there's like, I don't have the exact statistics. It's like black people living in poverty, it's like something on the order of three times as many black people are living in poverty than white people, you know, per, it's not, I'm talking relatively per the population. There's, the black people are...
They were systematically held back is the point. And
well,
not
look, we have a serious fucking problem in this country, you know, and it's got to be addressed somewhere. I don't know. I really don't know about that. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at, like, population data and, like, per capita income and all that, and I was very surprised to see, like, the amount of, like, poor people. There wasn't, like, a big difference between amount of, you know, percentage of poor people in Alabama and Massachusetts. I mean, remember, you know, I don't quote me on this.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
I guess it's just I didn't think that.
Right.
You know, because we have, like, the right to work. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's an anti-union. A right to work state is a state that says you do not have to be in a union. You don't have to be in a union to join these certain, to be in certain fields, you know. And so, in the North, you guys have stronger unions. They still suck, but you got good unions.
Yeah.
I mean, better than here. I mean,
yeah.
So, I don't know about anymore. What with you know?
I'm unions around the country are considerably weaker than what they used to be during.
But they were always weak here.
Before
Reagan,
non-existent. Right.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I want to go back to the separatist issue. Do you really believe that the countries, that if there was a divided America, red and blue states being separate, that it would be that this is the right way to go? I mean,
I got off the subject. What I mean, and I always do this, but I meant to say, as in the reparations thing, I don't think it'll be exactly what the people who are asking for it are asking for, but I think that it will create movements that are good. As in, if people say, you know, screw, like, Jesus Land, you've seen that map, right?
Oh, yes, I've seen that
I mean, I think that's hilarious. Everybody I know down here laughs at that.
I've used that word on this show.
Even Christian friends of mine laugh at that, you know? I mean, and most people here are Christians, you know? But, I mean, it's like, that's just who I grew up around.
Well, you mean like, evangelical?
No.
Southern Baptist?
People who grew up in a family and didn't, as my mom did, just radically just drop it, get the hell away from it, you know, and be afraid of it almost, you know, like offended by it. You know, she just didn't want to be in her parents' freaky church, and so that's where I learned it's okay not to go to church for my mom.
Right.
Although she did, we did go to the Unitarian church with a bunch of lapsed whatever, you know, like Jewish people and, you know, kind of rich, I don't know, there's a lot of rich people. I don't really know, but...
Unitarians?
Unitarian, over in, you know, where I lived in Mountain Brook was where that was. I didn't live in Mountain Brook, but that's where the church was.
Right.
Yeah, it's just it's like a captain's platter or whatever, seafood sampler for religion, you know.
Right.
Like this week,
yeah,
we're going to look at Buddhism.
Yeah, I've been to Unitarian services. I know how they are.
I don't think we're going to see the country split into a red and blue states that way, because our state is purple as fuck. Our state is very fucking purple.
You really think so? I mean,
man. Wait a minute. Wait, putting more, like, the Democrats are not as blue as we are expecting. When you get into the South, you're talking conservative Democrats. Right, so they are Democrats, and they believe in working class values and all this, but they're kind of socially conservative, most of them.
Okay, who are you? Different. Are your senators Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay.
Well, it's, you know.
How about your How about your representative? Is it
My representative where I live is a Republican. Certainly a white,
right.
Republican guy. But
how about your governor?
Into Birmingham, they have a...
Well, that's a city. That's a city. So
yeah, it's a black city, too, now, because there was a white flight years ago. So it has a lot of black people in the government.
How about your governor? Is that's a I'm not.
Oh, he's a white,
He's a Republican.
White guy. A Republican. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you have a pretty Republican state.
Oh, big time. I am the minority. My friends.
But why do you say it's?
They make fun of me, man.
Why do you say it's purple?
Because it is. Because I think 40 to 50 is pretty fucking close. That's what why I think that.
Do you really?
Because 40 of us can't stand that shit.
Do you really think
40% of us are Democrats or leftists or whatever?
Do you really think that there will ever be the day when the South votes Democrat? I mean, is this just like? Do you think it's just wishful thinking, or it's a reality?
The South did vote Democrat, right? You know that the Southern Democrats, the Dixiecrats, you'll love this. Their emblem was a fighting cock, and on the top, it said white, and on the bottom, if I'm not mistaken, on the top and bottom said white supremacy.
Boy.
Right. So that was the Southern Democrats. So now we've come a long way from that, and we've got actual sort of Bill Clinton liberal types here.
So you're talking hold on. If we're talking about Bill Clinton was a centrist.
he's not a liberal.
From the way I look at things. Bill Clinton is conservative, but that's just
I know he's what they call neoliberal, right?
It's only one kind of liberal in my book, but I don't know. I think he's,
radicals call him neoliberal.
I know. Look,
leftist,
right wingers call him like a some kind of communist, socialist.
Oh, right,
sure. They're all screwed up. I don't know, their minds are warped or something, but Bill Clinton, I guess if you ask most Democrats, they'll tell you he's a centrist. To me, he's conservative, but
yeah. That's
just the way I look at things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even, now I'm totally, I don't even remember what I was asking. What the fuck was I asking?
We were talking about the separation. Would it be good?
Yeah, no. Okay, this is what I wanted to get at. Do you think that the South, okay, now that all the, there used to be this coalition, that there was sort of like this evil deal between, Democrats and Northern liberals, and that there was sort of this evil coalition that, we'll keep down the blacks, in the South, okay,
right.
And you'll just, in the North, you'll just, shut up about it, but this all ended. After Johnson and Nixon, and it was all over. So there's no compelling reason for Southerners to vote for Democrats. And I don't know. There's a lot of poor Southerners, and I don't understand. Is it race that keeps them from voting Democrat? I don't really understand.
I don't think that race plays the biggest part in it, but it is definitely stupidity. As far as the working class people, in my opinion, the poor people who vote for Republicans.
I mean, what is going on in their heads? I want to understand that. I mean,
I
want to say that there's plenty of stupid people in the North, working people that vote for Democrats. It's not only a Southern thing. But it seems like there's so many people in the South and they just hate Democrats and liberalism and help me. I'm trying to understand why this is.
Because we're mentally ill. I can't tell you anything else. I just look around and I think, God damn it, this is so stupid. Every fucking day, I got a camera, and Kim got me a camera, and I go around now with this thing and I take pictures of poor people with Bush stickers and laugh and point at them, and I just harass people. I harass people.
I hope you're a big guy.
I'm an asshole. No, I'm not. I've never.
I hope you're at least packing heat.
I'm not that tall, and I don't carry a weapon. But my whole concept is you should be able to flip somebody off, and that's just a visual expression, and that just means...
It's free speech, baby.
Your bumper sticker is trying to tell me something about you, and I'm trying to respond, and that's all I know what to do. And you know, we don't have time to stop and have a chat. So I just tell them, you know, and a lot of times, you know, people do similar things to me, but it's usually me. I mean, like, I went back the other day, this guy yelled something at me, and I saw a rebel flag on his truck, you know, and I was like,
so people know, the rebel flag, I don't know who would know to get this, but that is the Confederate flag. Right? Okay. I just want to clarify that.
It's the Confederate Battle Jack, if you want to be a real freak.
Right,
We have, I'm sure you have them up there, you know. We have reenactors here.
No, we don't have them here. You know, they do that in, like, the border states, like Pennsylvania,
yeah.
I think, but they don't do that
have
here.
Them here.
Oh, you know what? They might actually... So I live in Massachusetts, and I live near, like, Lexington and Concord, so they actually might do that, but that's the Revolutionary War. It's not Civil War.
Oh, no. We have the Civil War, you know, guys. They don't want to let it go, man.
Do they, like, drink while they're doing this? I mean, do you ever, like, see this?
No, I stay away from them, man. I mean, I avoid those people at all costs. I mean,
Are the Yankees...
They make me sad.
Are the Yankees, like... Are they, like... A Yankee sympathize. I can't pronounce the word.
What do you mean, the reenactors?
Yes. Who plays the Yankees?
This is a big question to me. I mean, but I'm sure that's why I asked you. You know, if you had it.
No, we don't have them here.
So these guys in the blue jackets are just okay. We'll take one.
Do they take turns?
Hey man, you're asking the wrong guy. I avoid those people.
Do they ever wage like battles that the North won?
Man, I have no idea. I run when I see those
really?
People.
Are know? They really scary? I didn't think that they were so.
I don't really run. I mean, I either start a fight. I pick a fight.
Really?
And then a verbal. Usually I don't do that as much now. I mean, I have in the past, just because I just wanted to say, you know, like, you're embarrassing me.
See,
now, the world is looking
at
you, and they're seeing they're looking at me, and they're seeing you. You fuck. That's the way I feel about it. So, as a white guy, I always went out of my way as a guilty white liberal or whatever, you know, to be unlike them.
Right.
So that's just, you know, my mom made that way.
All right. You know what? I want to move on to some other topics.
Go for it.
I want to talk about your communism, but I also want to talk about food, not bomb. But let's start with something. Let's start with your. I want to understand this because whenever you seem to be sensitive, very sensitive and touchy about the communist thing. You know, and it's like I don't mean it.
I just don't want people to misunderstand.
Right.
Anything.
So
that's
I want to clarify this. Like right now, what you are, communist, and you're also, and I want to learn about this too. You're also an anarchist.
I don't really want to have a badge. What I like to do is hang out with people and learn what the fuck they're trying to talk about and do. And so the people who I have learned to appreciate have been radical leftists.
Like who?
And,
like who? Who is
who is
your heroes?
Some well-known people
are
the ones, the obvious, you know, would be Howard Zinn and Noam Chomsky. But, you know, those are the so-called, I don't know if they're anarchists. You know, I mean, what I don't really know what that
I don't,
is.
I'm not sure if, I've never actually, I've heard Chomsky, but I've never read him. Do you think he's a communist? I always thought that he was sort of like a socialist.
I think everybody is going to be branded with that term when they believe the shit that anarchists, leftist anarchists, and...
Let's everyone sort of knows what a communist is, but help me out with the anarchists, because
really mixed bag because they fight amongst each other as far... You know, there are these people who call themselves anarcho-capitalists on the internet. You can find them. They're like the black flag anarchists or whatever. And they believe not that everyone who flies a black flag is like them, but they have tried to claim the black flag as being different from the anarcho-syndicalist so-called flag from the Spanish Civil War. Have you ever seen this red and black? It looks like a flag that would be on a ship or something, a little cross
in the middle. I don't know.
No? All right, it's a red and black flag. And this is what a lot of us think of as the greatest tradition we know of as far as collectives goes, that we like to put forth as never having really fallen apart, rather having been crushed by communists and by fascists. I mean, the communists didn't help them. They didn't help, you know, the Stalinists did not give aid to any leftists who weren't going to follow their program in Spain. And this was where the fascists duked it out with the leftists first. Right before, and Hitler gave aid to Franco. If you know anything about this, they had collectives, and they took over large, small parts of a large area in Spain, and they had collectives. You know, and the collectives, as I understand it, and the history is pretty sketchy, but the collectives.
These are, hold on, these are anarchists?
They were calling themselves anarchists, but once again, I would be Moshe in the crowd going, wait, then why is alcohol banned if you're an anarchist? Because some of them banned alcohol, and I can't to this day understand why an anarchist would have say they're an anarchist. But the point is, they were a particular group at a particular time who wanted to, let's say for 100 years, you know, or 80 years or whatever, probably not even that much. And these anarchists, I'm not the guy to give you all this history. I'm just learning what I can. But I know that the Spanish collectives were crushed. They never had a chance to fail or succeed. And if you do some research, you can find out what they were all about. But the anarchists of today identify with the syndicalists, a lot of them. Some of them believe in no organization whatsoever, which you're probably thinking when you hear the term, right? You know, what the fuck is an anarchist? Well, I mean, I don't believe in no organization. I think that's ridiculous. People will govern society, period. People will govern society. But to have a nation state as we do, it's an outlived apparatus. The nation state needs to disappear. And the communist doesn't believe that.
So
the anarchist believes that, not the communist. And the communist believes that we'll take it over and it'll wither away. But the anarchist thinks we need to take it in our hand and we need to do society by without it and get away from it. And so it's sort of got, you know, libertarian leanings.
Hold
in
on.
That way.
So you're telling me that You're an internationalist.
I don't want to be an ist. If you want to put one on me.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want to get.
Syndicalism is the. I don't know if syndicalist is even the correct term. I like Chomsky's term that he uses, which is libertarian socialism, as in personal freedoms. There's no reason that you don't need a huge totalitarian police state apparatus to control everyone's personal behavior just to have no starving people. You know, there's so much between, you know, and us Chomsky's
I should really read Chomsky.
He says, just get started. Like everybody you want, and Ward Churchill and the other people, it's just like, you're not going to get what you want, period. Get that through your head, but to get anything like what you want, you better start smashing against that wall and helping us, you know. And that's the way people, you know, radical leftists think. And that means, we may have it in our hands, you know, we could have the world in our hands to do with what we want at some point in our lifetimes. But whether we do or not, we should do things like what you're doing with your program. You know, I mean, and talk about it at the very least, and don't take sides with people who react and have a counter-revolution. You know, that's the main thing I try to tell people.
So you don't believe in revolution?
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, I don't want any sort of a state, but I'm not going to get my way, right? I'm not counting on getting my way. I mean, there may be people who think that we can achieve a time soon where there's no state whatsoever.
I know people like that.
Yes, sir,
I think
I'd love
they're
that.
They're crazy.
Well, you think they're crazy. I would like it because it would local government of the people would be more. You know, I think it would spur people to take on the responsibilities more if it's broken down to more of a local level.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I have big qualms in my head about that because there are these huge satellites and tanks and planes and things that are owned, and this is where the communist comes in and grabs you by the throat and says, "You fool," you know, and the communist says you're a muddlehead because there is this huge state and somebody's got to take it and run it, and so, you know, I think that's why I think, you know, communist, anarchist, I don't really care. All I believe is that it's okay for us to say what's wrong, for very starters, you know, and that is something that we're not supposed to be doing in times like these.
Okay, so you don't like to be pinned down?
No, because I've hung out with these commies for years and in the Socialist Workers Party who, if all of them who are sincere...
Let me just ask, they have these people in Alabama?
I met them. I signed a petition that said they could get on the ballot here.
They are organized. They do have an office.
Sure, but some of them are probably cops. You know, so right. I don't know how sincere any of them are. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm just talking. So
right.
For me,
well,
I just think, take me to a camp, you motherfuckers. It's not my problem. I'm just going to be myself and... I say, yeah, I like this anarchist. He says something good, and the commies hate him. And I like that commie, even though I don't believe in a totalitarian form of government. You know? So, but I do. I just like leftist ideas. So
okay. So that I'm not acting.
Doing a whole lot to act. We can talk about food, not bombs, if you want. That's an anarchist thing.
I'm gonna take a break.
Ahead. So,
all right, I wanted to talk to you about food, not bombs. What is food, not bombs, and what do you do with food, not bombs?
Well, it's a group that worldwide, and what we do is we want to encourage people, basically. And now, when I say we, I want to clear this up. I've done this for 2 weeks. I had a good friend of mine who is inspired by anarchists as well. I mean, not only, but I think that the person who started Food Not Bombs was an anarchist, okay? So you could find out what an anarchist is by asking that person, you know. But
well, basically, an anarchist is someone that doesn't believe in government.
I don't believe that is the correct
And laws, correct?
No. It means that it more accurately, I think, would be that the state, I'm talking about the majority of people who consider themselves anarchists.
Yeah.
The state, as we know it,
yeah.
No more. It's just all, it's outdated. And it's
okay, but
okay, that doesn't mean that we won't pick up garbage anymore. It doesn't mean we won't organize to get things done. And it doesn't mean we will get our way.
But
because the majority of people are not anarchists. So
doesn't that mean that all communists by definition are anarchists?
No.
Because they believe in the eventual elimination of the state.
Yeah, no, I know the difference between those two. That's one thing I've been studying.
What is the difference?
A little better is that the anarchist wants to abolish the state and the military as soon as possible, and the communist says when we're in charge, we'll be doing it from a workers' and farmers' perspective, and. So we'll do it right, and of course we'll make some mistakes, but we, the working people, have to take over this thing to get rid of it. So there's very similar, you know, when it's basically radical socialists who can't agree on certain ideas of civil liberties, and you know, the communist believes you take over the state, the newly formed communist state takes over all the communications. Okay.
Yeah.
So that it's not that you just say, okay, nobody's controlling communications anymore. It's like, no, the state, because it's our state now, the good state, which of course will wither later. That's what they think. But I think, you know, I kind of like the absolute power corrupts absolutely quote. You know what I mean?
I can't agree with that more. And that's
my hang up with being a communist and joining a party and fighting, you know, as a communist. I'd rather just here, work here with people I live around and try to do things in a better way as we see fit without falling in. Now, we had this woman show up, and I won't give her name. I got her card right in front of me. Someone else handed it
to me. You could give her name.
I don't really want to do it. She's in the pro-choice community here, and I've been an escort, right? For 3 years, I was an escort. I don't do it right now.
She's in the what community?
She's in the pro-choice.
Oh, the pro. No, don't give her name.
That's my thing. I don't want to give away her name because she is also a dedicated person in that.
Okay, go on. Go on.
We agree, and we're leftist on, or we're liberal or whatever on that issue. I don't know how, you know, what you want to call it, but she showed up and sat down, and she's the coordinator of the local services for the homeless.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Okay, you know, we're just like, we didn't go out and ask anybody what's the best way we can do something. We just started doing this thing, and she shows up and starts, she just sat there, and she said, I said, well, if you have any suggestions, you know, we'd be happy to take them. She had a little cross look on her forehead, you know, and she said, well, I'm thinking, you know, and so she's sitting there thinking, and I said, well, I'm going to go serve some people some dinner while you think, you know, and we just, we go around to these places during the summer. We have lots of crops here, fresh fruit, vegetables, and stuff. So people sell them at these little markets on the weekend. And we go around and say, hey, before you throw that in the dumpster at the end of the day, can we put it in a plastic bag or a box and take it and feed it to hungry people?
Okay.
So
now, is this, this is Food Not Bombs?
Food Not Bombs. That's what that's all about. We go and take food that would otherwise be going into a dumpster and
hold
take
on,
it.
But you don't do any anti-war activities?
Well, wait, I've got a flyer right here. If you want me to just read it, I'm
go ahead.
To read
go
it.
Ahead.
Okay, Food Not Bombs is one of the fastest growing revolutionary movements active today and is gaining momentum. Okay? There's news to you and me both. There are hundreds of autonomous chapters sharing free vegetarian food with hungry people and protesting war and poverty throughout the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Australia.
Let me just stop you here. Is the vegetarian thing a moral thing, or is it...
Well, some of us aren't. I am, but some of us aren't. And the one who started this...
You are a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have different reasons. We raised a hog when I was a teen, and they said, you know, it's great.
Pigs are very friendly animals. I've never met a more friendly animal than a pig.
Well, I'll tell you, this one was not so friendly. He was stuck in a little box, okay, with just dirt.
Well, yeah, right.
And not treated, you know, I mean, we didn't love on this pig and treat him like a member of the family.
Right.
He was food to be. And that's what I didn't like about it, and so I couldn't eat it. I took one bite.
No, I
just couldn't eat it.
You know, I hate like vegetarians, but I could respect you. You know, because
why do you hate vegetarians? This is good. You rant for a while. Why do you hate vegetarians?
You know, I think why do I hate them?
It's a personal choice.
Well, look. Now, we have a really bad world out there. We got homelessness, you know.
Yeah.
We got some people in that are in some really deep shit. And
yeah.
We have all these people exerting energy to make sure that animals are, you know, are healthy and they're not being abused and eaten.
You're angry
and so
at
forth.
Animal rights people, not vegetarians.
I think
animal
that vegetarians are really an extension of animal rights.
You mean people. We should not care so much about the animals because we should be busy caring about humans?
Correct, correct.
Right, but when you look at all the psychos out there, people who like murder women and stick them into trunks and things, they
yeah.
all started off doing it to animals. If you don't care about animals, you're less likely to be caring and empathetic. The whole thing is empathy.
Yeah,
I'm extremely empathetic.
I
have a problem. I'm empathetic to a fault, you know. I mean, I get, you know, I have sympathy pains and shit. I mean, like, I'm empathetic, very. So that goes into my politics and the way I socialize and everything.
I don't know. I think that we should really address the homeless issue before we worry about animal rights. I mean,
well,
I think that if we did address the homeless issue and the, you know, the women, you know, women being battered and so, you know, the bigger issues, that if the big issues were solved, then we could address, then I would look at the animal rights issue.
Well, that's for you to worry about. You don't have to really be like, you can if you want, but you don't have to because you're a Yankee, I guess.
I know it's a joke, but for the record.
These fucking Yankees are hostile, man.
I'm not a Yankee. Look,
you're a Sox fan.
All of my, like, grandparents came off the fucking boat. You know, from like way after the Civil
Look,
War. I had nothing to do with it.
If you live north of Huntsville, Alabama,
I'm a Yankee.
You're a fucking Yankee.
All right, I guess I'm a Yankee.
No, I'm just kidding, you know. Cause, like,
you dirty Reb.
I pick on people for, like, not liking Yankees, but I really think, like, Yankees are just anybody who lives in a state. No matter where you're from. I had a friend who lived in Atlanta, and he talked like a city guy because he lived in Atlanta. And people where I went to high school in Hayden, Alabama, called him a Yankee. Okay, because he had a city voice like Atlanta.
Right.
Okay, so that's, you know, Yankees, and it's a loose...
Right.
You've got to understand with me. When you call me a commie, I'm going to take it the same way.
You know, if you call me a commie, I wouldn't be offended. I've got a communist manifesto sitting right in back of me.
I've got one that has too many things underlined in it.
I could fucking, and this is the 150th anniversary edition. I can read it to you right now. I can't find, it's like, my Bible is harder to find than my communist manifesto. It wouldn't bother me.
When you say Bible, what do you mean? Torah?
No, I actually have, I don't have a Torah.
I try to understand religious people. It's very hard for me. But what is a Bible, like the Old Testament? You don't call it the Old Testament because the New Testament is just horseshit, right?
Yeah, well, according to Jews, yes.
That's
yes.
what I'm talking about. Jews are like, the New Testament, there's not a new one and an old one. You just have your little funny mythology.
Yeah, well, we had, like, the first five books of Moses or something. It's called the, I'm sorry.
That's
it is
the
called
Talmud.
The Torah. You're
the,
right.
The Talmud
duh,
came later, right?
Duh. No, I don't, I actually have the New King James edition, but I only have it. Because I need to know what the dirty Gentiles are up to. I need to know what they're reading. I need to be up on it. Plus the King James translation is a much better translation than like the Hebrew translation. It's much much better prose in it. But if I was a real Jew, I would have that, you know, the authentic Jewish Bible. But yeah.
Right. I had a friend here, just to show you what other people live here. His name was Randall Flynn, Atheist Knight, with a K.
Yeah.
Okay. And he
Atheist Knight. Hold on
yeah,
here.
He had a card.
Is this official organization?
No. This was a card that he made and would hand people so they'd have his phone number. Atheist Knight. It was Randall Flynn, Atheist Knight. He's dead now, but... He
So don't bother trying to find this guy and kill him.
Right. That's the only reason I blurred out his name. His whole family's gone. He's gone. It doesn't matter. I think he'd be happy to be on the radio. Yeah. He has cerebral palsy.
We're with you. God is with you.
Well, he would get so upset with me for not reading the Bible because you got to learn this thing, man, so you can combat him.
He was right.
Well, I just don't have any interest. I've had these fucks in my face my whole life, and I think, you know, if I died and went to anywhere and they were there, it's not heaven. You know what I mean? I just don't want these people.
No, I tell you, you could learn a lot about the culture and how people think by reading the Bible. And there's a lot of, you know, good. You don't need to be a religious person. There's a lot of good stuff in the Bible.
Everybody else has it covered. The important parts, you can tell me. You know, that's the way I feel about it.
No, that's
I have
cool.
other things to do.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. I'm a slow reader. I have only, I really eat up open work when I'm painting and doing carpentry and stuff.
You know, it's probably so obnoxious to you and so repellent that you just can't look at it.
It is like, you know, people here take it so seriously, you know, that it's so real and everything that, the way I think of it, right, is I've written it before to you that, you know, if you are in a class full of first graders and your parents already told you there's no Santa Claus and all these people around you still believe there's a Santa Claus, that's the way I believe in God and all that. It doesn't matter whether there's a God or not, but the fact that the afterlife and the codependent attitude of I'm going to do this so I'll be blessed and all this shit, you know, it just drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts my whole life because I've been thinking maybe one day people would change. And it's like, that keep dreaming, asshole. There's, you know, for how many hundreds of years now people have been writing about one day these assholes will quit believing that stupid shit, you know, and it just doesn't happen. So I just accept them like, you know, I'll have to be tolerant.
You just put up with it.
I'll turn the other cheek.
Yeah. You turn the other cheek. Right. Yeah. There you go.
I argue with them, you know, but here's what I think. When there's little kids around, that's when I'm most fucking brutally honest about religion.
Right.
When there's young teenagers and, you know, I'm 42. And when there's young, no, I'm almost 42 in December. And there's, so I'm, you know, I already feel 42.
I already feel 40. In fact, I feel 50
great,
already.
Man, don't worry about it. It's great, man. You just it's okay. But, I mean, I feel okay, I guess, you know, but I'm glad that I don't, like, I'm not like my dad when he was 40. We don't have any kids or anything, so.
Are you married or you have a girlfriend? You have like a woman, yeah.
I mean, 18 years of jacking up, whatever you want to call it, is fine.
You have, see, you know, it's like my aunt has, you know, has this like boyfriend, but it's not a boyfriend. I keep saying, you know, well, how's, you know, Aunt Gloria's boyfriend? And my father keeps saying, oh, it's not her boyfriend. It's her something like a partner or a life partner. I don't know what I forget what to call it.
It's just like communist and like, you know, a lesbian friend of mine. I mean, you know, she calls her a girlfriend. Her lover. She calls her a girlfriend.
Right.
But, like, I'm not going to call Kim a girlfriend. I mean,
right, because she's more than that. But
yeah.
She's not a wife.
I mean, it's like, no, but it's like, I think of it as a life partner. You know, but I don't really, we don't go around and go like, oh, well.
This is my life partner.
Yeah, here's my significant other. That's the one way to look at it. But I just think, like, I like the fact, once again, just like the, reparations and, you know, the splitting up the country and all this stuff, you're not going to get everything you want. But I think, like, gay marriage and stuff like that, like, sure. You know, if people will accept gay people cohabitating and being partners for a long time, then that helps us and our kind of relationship be accepted. So I'm all about it, you know. I mean, I think that we should just be, like, why should we make a deal with the state? Why should they be involved or the church? It's none of their business. I told her, and when we went to Chattanooga, when we got together, that, you know, we'll be together as long as we love each other, and then we won't, and it's just lasted this long, you know what I mean? So
right.
I sort of married
it. I'm happy things have worked out for you.
Yeah, I am too, for, you know, at least this long. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course, we have disagreements sometimes, but it's, I mean, I couldn't be happier to be with anybody else, you know, so...
Okay.
I know a lot of married people who have been divorced in the time that we've been together. We were together since Reagan was president. I love to tell people that.
That was a long time ago. You were a punk rocker?
I mean, like, I am. I'm into punk rock and other kinds of music, world music, whatever. I like a lot of jazz and just all kind of shit, but I don't like radio, what they play here on the radio at all.
I don't like what they play here on the radio.
I like, it's probably like Clear Channel rock everywhere.
Yeah.
In America.
It is. Yeah.
Taken over. If you go to a big city like New York or Atlanta, you know, Atlanta has WREK, and it's fucking great, I think. It's they play some really gritty, kind of disturbing-sounding punk rock and jazz and blues and all. It's mixed up, you know. So I just love that kind of shit. But we don't have anything. We never had anything like that here. We're a backward town. I mean, it's just, things come here and then, you know, people won't support it and it'll just razzle out. I don't know what it is. It's cursed.
Okay. We have like 40 seconds left. I'm going to ask you to stay on the line.
Yeah, go ahead.
But is there any final words for the show? I know you're like my biggest fan. I think that you are the number one fan.
Hey.
So...
Well, thanks for hanging out with the guy, you know, in the South and giving us a chance. Even though I'm Caucasian and I'm angry. I'm angry at the same shit that you get angry at, right?
I'm an angry white male, too. Like, just angry about different things.
Yeah, I mean, we're both kind of pale, so, and we're pissed off, so whatever. That
I think, like, all white males are probably angry at
right.
something.
It's a genetic thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, just really thanks for including me on your tour. And
thank
I've
you,
telling
man.
Everybody about it, man.
I appreciate that.
I'll tell some people to listen to the show, and you know, maybe they'll check out more shows than just the one their pals on. You know.
Awesome. Okay.
Thanks, Moshe.
I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his awesome music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'd like to thank. Okay, we don't have to thank Sean because he's not here. But I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to thank Ernesto for hosting, for being on the show. I appreciate that. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. I'll see you again. No, actually, I won't see you again next week. I'm not even sure if I'm going to continue with the show. But, you know, someday maybe I'll see you again.